I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
A big thank you to our sponsors for this week. We so appreciate you. They are Caldrea. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at caldrea.com. Bet online. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Be sure to check out this episode's notes for more information on our amazing sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak-Bierman.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim. Welcome Wednesday, baby.
Hello.
Lots to talk about today. How is everyone doing? How are you, love? It's hot as balls up here. The AC is not working.
I'm okay. I'm not too hot. Maybe you should take some clothes off.
Nice try. Corey just called our AC company, and he gives this girl who answers the phone the whole story. Yeah, it's blowing just slightly. I tried to fix the system, and then when it did connect, and finally did connect, but now it's not really blowing. So last week it was at 80. It was at 80 earlier this week. This morning it was at 80. I'm down at 79 now or so, but it's quite hot up here. I'm like she doesn't care, Corey. Yeah. We just need somebody to come out here, sweetie pie.
I felt like she cared. Maybe she doesn't. She was going to relay the information, I'm sure, to the technician because they're a fantastic company. So that was what I was going for.
They are a fantastic company. Okay, you guys, how funny was my Instagram and the fucking balloons that I ordered from wherever? Luke Bryan and his wife did these balloons or something similar on our Instagram. I don't know when this whole Corona thing started back in maybe March. And so I thought it was so funny. So I ordered them that long ago. I just received them this past week. And so we go outside and try to shove Kaya into the balloon because she's the smallest out of everybody. She's so tiny. And so
yeah, these balloons can be blown up to like a 6-foot diameter size balloon. They're massive balloons.
They're so, I'm thinking massive. Now,
so like,
how would you fill that out? How many tanks of helium would it take?
I mean, I don't even know. A lot. I mean, like you mean the ones that you buy at the store?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe two full big ones.
It's funny. Well,
you can't because the opening for the balloon is massive. You know, like it.
So then how are you supposed to blow it up? Or what's the point of it then? Because you really can't close it now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, you could close it with a rubber band really, really tight because you couldn't tie it. I don't know.
That's weird. I don't really know what the point of them.
The point is to try to get humans inside of them.
Right.
That's the whole
point. So we tried, and Kaya is a little claustrophobic and was like a little freaked out, as was I. So then we popped it. So then we tried to, we got Ariana in. We popped a couple with Ariana, and we finally got her in.
Yeah.
And I was hysterically laughing because it just looked funny. And then Croy's like leaf blower, I guess, which I've read all your Instagram comments about what a great brand Croy has. I don't care, actually. So this is hilarious to me. Like, Croy has a whatever. I'm like, oh, that's the best one out there. I'm like, that's great, buddy. Thanks so much. It's very funny how many DMs I got about your leaf
blower.
They're
a very good company. The only reason why I know that is because of my dad.
Oh.
So we, growing up, had to go get our own firewood to heat our house. We heated our house with a wood-burning stove. And so, but in order to get the firewood, you have to cut down trees, dead trees. But his chainsaw was a Stihl. That's the brand, is Stihl, STIHL. One of the longest standing companies maybe in America for power tools and stuff like that. But anyways, sure.
Anyway.
I just bored you.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partners at BetOnline still have hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on, from their online casino to poker and blackjack, as they are bringing Vegas to you. If you're into entertainment betting, you can still bet on stock prices, the weather, and even Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And NASCAR is back, all open 24 hours a day and all online. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join today to receive your new welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online wagering solution. Visit our good friends and exclusive partners at Podcast One, BetOnline, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code Podcast One for your sign up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code Podcast One for your sign up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. So we got Ariana in, and if you saw my Instagram, and if you didn't actually, then we were trying to shove our children in like balloons, these huge red balloons. And if you didn't watch it on the Instagram, Croy proceeds to like
only
just,
okay, disclaimer too, only to their shoulders. They were not going like fully inside.
Thank
the,
you. Yeah,
the balloon.
Yeah,
right. Like,
right.
We're definitely not.
There will come the fake comments under right. the podcast with the one. Yeah, the people that yeah. are so bored in life. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, that's funny. It was just, I laughed so hard at my own story for so long, and I had so many people DMing me saying, I've watched this 4,900 gazillion times, and yeah. it was so funny. But Croy takes the leaf blower and he blows the balloon up, which I thought, oh, this is cool. Like, let's see how far it'll go, you know, like how far he can blow it up. Well, then he lets it go, and I'm like, fuck, I only bought six for each kid to get in. Like, what are you doing? I thought we could do like potato sack races. You know how like you used to jump in those potato sacks and like race when you were a kid? I thought we could do that maybe with the balloons or something. So I was like, oh my God, now somebody's not going to be able to do it. And I was like, Croy.
Well, because when I let it go, right?
It like, literally went up.
Yeah, because if you were to blow up a regular balloon and let it go, it would go and it would shoot across the room, right? You know, like how
I don't
most,
think it sounds like
most
that,
balloons
yeah.
do that.
Like, no, it's.
Or whatever, you know, but so I did that with this. I let go of it and I made sure that it was pointing at the ground. And so it literally was pushing it up into the sky. So Kim thought it was full of helium.
It was gone. It was gone.
Right. You thought it was going forever. And then it starts to float down.
Yeah.
And over the roof.
It hits the roof, bounces, thank yeah. God. Anyways, it was really fun and just kind of funny. Croy, once, like, if you ask Croy to do anything for you at any point, he'll stop whatever he's doing and do it fully. So like he's like, I don't want to do the balloons right now. Like, I'm kind of sleepy or whatever. And I'm like, no, let's do it. So then he was doing it for hours. But anyways, it was really, really fun. New collection of Salty K dropping June 17th. You guys, bigger bottoms, full-size bottoms, underwires. Our underwires are going to probably, they go up to an extra large right now. I would say triple D would be the max size right now. If not double D, to be honest. It just depends on kind of how what your measurement is around your rib cage, basically, or underneath your breast. But we do have a chart on there. So anyways, the headbands, yes, I designed. Yes, they're the same fabric as the bathing suit, and they will be on the website as well. Very, very, very excited about this next drop. These are my absolute favorite suits, favorite colors. I'm really excited to share with you guys. One of the suits, which I think is going to be one of my top sellers for sure, is actually going to be delayed until like the end of June. So I'm going to allow a pre-order of that. The trim on it, I wanted a specific color and done a specific way. So there was a little bit of delay on that due to COVID. So anyways, there will be a pre-order on there. I think you guys should check that one out first. It's really, really hot and super flattering. So
that'll be shipping the end of June. So just it's only like a week and a half behind. So it's not like
right.
months.
But
or
I will
like
allow
that.
Pre-orders, and it's first yeah. come, first serve. Yeah. So anyways, super excited about that. Talked to Grandma Rose the other day. Grandma Rose is not doing readings anymore. She's like 80. She'll be 89. In year, yeah. November, actually, Kaya Rose is named after Grandma Rose, and they actually have the same exact birthday, which is so bananas.
Identical birthday.
And so, which I think is so cute. But anyways, Grandma Rose is not doing readings. I get that all the time, every day, 100 times a day. But I always recommend everybody to call Natalie Tomlinson. She's Psychic Natalie on Instagram. I believe we've had her on here before. And she's really, really great. Nope, I'm sorry. Natalie Psychic on Instagram. If you guys want to talk with her, she's been reading for me for 10 or 11 years, if not actually longer than that. Actually, I'm 13 years because I think I first started Housewives when she first read for me. So Anyway, if you guys wanted a reading, Grimmerose is definitely not doing that anymore. And she's not going to come back. At one point, she did say, you know, that she wasn't going to be doing readings anymore. And then, you know, she let a few select 190 people come back and get a reading and that sort of thing. So she will not be doing that anymore. But she did a little reading for me. I had Brielle, I dropped off some stuffed shells and I brought, she likes my cookies from Cake Mix. And so I had Brielle bring her that. And then, so she doesn't want any, you know, she's, because she's older and with the COVID and stuff, we haven't been hanging out with her. So anyways, Brielle dropped my palm off to her and she's just so funny, and so sweet. So she called me and she told me I need to like slow down and, you know, just the same shit, just
she's
a different day.
Tell you that.
Yeah, I know. She's so sweet.
She's looking out for you.
I know. Caldrea, you guys, I've talked to you about Caldrea before. Caldrea is a consciously crafted home and body care brand that combines thoughtful ingredients with delectable scents, making caring for ourselves and our homes a beautiful experience. They have a ton of scents available, you guys. Caldrea's line of hand care products include both hand soaps and moisturizing lotions that are incredibly effective, thoughtfully formulated, and smell divine. Products use a combination of essential oils from flowers and herbs and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients. It cleans effectively while allowing you to enjoy the luxurious fragrance. You guys, super also hydrating to the hands. I know we've all been washing our hands a lot more lately. This really, really helps with soothing your hands and moisturizing your cuticles. You guys can get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at Caldrea.com. That's Caldrea.com. Visit Caldrea.com and add wonder to your washing. Okay, you guys, we're going to read some fan emails. If you guys want to email us, kim@kimzolciak.com. This is from Paige. Subject, I could use some encouragement. Hi, Kim and Croy. I love your podcast. I've always listened to them while driving in the car. Just here recently, my boyfriend of 2 years broke up with me out of the blue. I'm currently 21, but I thought I had secured him for life. I thought we would end up together. I never really got a clear-cut answer.
I don't like that right there. I thought I secured him for life.
Oh, be quiet.
Hold on. What does that mean?
Just wait.
I never got
a clear-cut answer to why he wanted to break up. He just says he was unhappy. I'm about to start my next journey in Kansas City is I'm about to start working for Sprint Corporation or corporate. But until then, I'm stuck at home in our hometown because of COVID. I'm just kind of stuck at home and sick to my stomach about it. What kind of advice would you give a 21-year-old girl going through a heartbreak? Should I try to reach out? I'm just lost and confused and need some encouraging words. Thank you for taking the time to read my email. Love you and hope all of you are staying healthy and safe. Paige, first and foremost, you need to buy a book.
Buy a book.
The Game of Life and How to Play It.
Well, also, too, that there are millions of handsome fish out there.
I'm just saying, Game of Life and How to Play It and Why Men Love Bitches.
Okay.
The two books you must read.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just start with that. Second of all, we all thought we were going to marry the one at 21. And your brain is not even fully developed until you're 25 years old. So there was such a big change in me from 18, 21 to even 25. 30, you have so much growing to do. These are the prime years of your life. I wish I lived more and worried less. I wish I, you know, this too shall pass. I know it's not easy, especially not having a clear-cut answer, but the clear-cut answer isn't going to comfort you in any way. It's just you want an answer because you didn't get one, but it's not going to change probably where he's at. My recommendation is to let him go. They say set him free. If he returns, he was meant to be. So I would set him free. The more love, and it explains this in The Game of Life and How to Play It, as hard as this is, the more love that you send him, instead of like bitterness, hate, anger, frustration, the more love you send to him, the better off you will be and the better off he will be. And you might see a big change and turnaround. Not that you want him back, but I can tell you from my own personal experience, every single thing in my life happened for a reason to get me where I am today. And I would never have appreciated my husband had I not had some of the relationships that I had prior to Croy. So, also, you can't control somebody else.
No, it's a fantastic time to shift your focus
right
from what's causing the anxiety and the frustration and the sadness, which is the breakup, and shift it now to yourself, to what you could maybe do. You could start.
First of all, guys, I just want everybody, Croy, you guys think a little different, okay? So I know the pit in her stomach that she's feeling.
Oh, yeah,
I know the anxiety. Focus on yourself, Paige. No, come on. Let's listen. That sounds good, right, babe? Mm-hmm. But it's not all that
easy.
So I'm giving you the tools. The two books will help.
Yep.
For sure. There's a lot of books that you can read and kind of educate yourself. But yes, I guess focus on yourself, your health. Educate yourself. There's a lot going on mm-hmm. in the world.
Yeah. Start a hobby maybe that you've been wanting to start. If you can if you're active on social media, show you living your best life, and that may entice
basically
him to
Croy
say, like,
saying,
dang, man,
put on a bikini and take a picture and put it on
I'm
your Instagram.
Out. Yeah, do a little, is what they call that, a thirst trap? I think is what they call that.
They just say thirst. You're thirsty or whatever. Yeah,
something like that. So anyway, I don't know.
We're kind of out of the loop.
Yeah, but my point is you should be living your best life instead of worrying about something that you can't control.
And I think it's pretty disrespectful after being with somebody for 2 years that they wouldn't give you a valid or logical reason as to why there's a breakup.
Well, maybe he moved on or just fell out of love or...
Oh, come on. I believe that maybe he found somebody
maybe
else.
I wandered or whatever. Maybe he didn't want to hurt her feelings and tell her the real reason why. Maybe, but...
Okay.
But, you know, so you got to take it for what it is. It is.
You can't control somebody else. Yeah. The game of life and how to play it will definitely help open your eyes to relationships for other people that did not work out and the bitterness that a lot of people have felt, and that when they change their perspective and they change their thought process, things really change. You cannot will somebody to want you, you know? And so you have to trust in the process that you're in. I promise you, if I could go back and my 21-year-old self knew what I knew today about life in general, the one thing that I would definitely say is trust in the process. Maybe he had to leave you because you would never leave him, right? Because you thought you quote-unquote secured the bag. You probably would never leave him. Maybe he could treat you bad and you never would have left. Sometimes things have to happen, like people get fired from jobs because they're miserable anyway, but they just don't have the balls to quit. It's that kind of situation. So I would kind of be thankful that you didn't spend another 2 years of your life, because these are the prime years of your life. Enjoy it. Maybe you moving to Kansas City, is this new? Is this after the breakup? Or is this before? Maybe he didn't was worried about you moving.
And I'm going to throw this out there. It is possible. Maybe after you're doing some soul searching and some heart searching, you might have subconsciously wanted this breakup to happen anyways because of the move or just it was kind of just falling apart. You were maybe trying to hold on to it because it was comfortable, but it was just what you wanted at the time. But for your ultimate growth and for who you should be in this world,
who you'll end up being.
Yep. You got to sometimes go through some uncomfortable situations, and that's where
there's no growth without pain, kind of thing. Like the pain is what makes you grow. If everything was just a bowl of cherries and happy every day, there's no growth that's coming from it. When you're out of your comfort zone, the growth is significant. Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyways, I hope that helps. Keep us updated on all of that. Next email, KJ's reward debate from Jen in Colorado Springs, Jennifer. Hi, Kim and Croy. After listening to this week's podcast, this is obviously an old email
last
from
week.
Last week.
Yep.
And hearing your debate over how to reward KJ for his report card, I have a book recommendation for you. It's called Punished by Rewards by Alfie Kohn. KOHN. Using scientific evidence, it discusses how our traditional methods of giving out rewards in the workplace, school, and home can actually do more harm than good. As a supervisor in the workplace and new parent, it gave me a new perspective on how to motivate and reward people. I highly recommend that you guys read it and come to your own conclusion on what the appropriate way is to reward your little one. Take care. Cool.
Oh.
We're going to buy it. Thanks for the recommendation and the email.
So
I bet you I'm
like,
right. Just kidding. Say some shit.
Sounds like I might be right.
Say some shit.
It sounds like they've done scientific
anyways,
research.
Anyways, just to let
awards.
You know, what we did for KJ, by the way, was took him to get ice cream. We took everybody to get ice cream. I wasn't in the mood. I know you guys can relate to me as like a parent, right? You say to your kids, I try not to say anything and promise them anything just in case by the time the day gets away from me or something, we don't end up going out to dinner. We don't end up going to the fair. We don't end up doing these things. So I don't really say anything until it's like
we're walking out the door.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, you guys want to get ice cream? And then all day, mom, we're getting ice cream. Mom, we're getting ice cream. Mom, we're getting ice cream. And I was like,
messed up.
You know where I was about to stick the ice cream? So long story short, we ended up going to Brewster's. And they were so happy. I did take some pictures. I'll post. They got ice cream. KJ wanted a waffle cone. And we don't usually do cones. We just do like a scoop in a dish or something like that. Moderation is key. And they got the waffle cone and the two scoops of ice cream. And Kane goes over to the board and he's like, I only got a small or a medium. Next time I'm getting a large. I'm getting a 4 scoops. Or no, he got a small. Yeah. Medium was 3. A large was 4. He's like, I'm getting a large. 4 scoops. I forget they can read. And I just kind of laughed. But they ate their ice cream. I didn't get any ice cream. I don't like ice cream. But so that was kind of our reward. And he was really excited. And I told him when we got home, like, I'm really proud of you and your grades and how much effort you put into school. And that was it. Like, KJ is very rational and very, you know, I feel like maybe with this book and maybe what she's like, you can, each child is very different. Each child of ours, each child of everyone, nobody's the same. And so I think there's different ways of parenting. We definitely different a little, we definitely parent our children a little different, each one of them for different reasons. So anyways, we got ice cream. That worked out great.
I would say we bring a different perspective to parenting. It's not that we parent differently, because we collectively bring our perspective to come to a
style. I'm not saying we parent differently.
Oh, you're saying
I'm saying we parent our own children. You and I different together parent KJ a little different than we do with Cash. For example, we know Cash has no fear.
Right.
Cash will jump off the fucking roof on his scooter just to get the thrill.
Right.
So we know that, like with Kate, with Cash, before we give him the scooter, we have to say, Cash, we don't jump off roofs. We don't drive in the street. Whereas KJ, here's your helmet. Here's your scooter, sweetie. Have fun. And I'm not worried. You know, right. That's what I mean by parenting. I didn't mean that you and I parent differently, because we're pretty much on the same page. I think a lot of marriages have a really hard time because their parenting is very different. But again, like things like reward, you know, rewarding. I grew up with gifts and like Christmas and my birthday were huge. You didn't have these huge birthdays. So every time a birthday comes in the house, Croy's now in the swing of it. But initially he's like, dude, what the fuck?
Well, like, I just, my birthdays and celebrations were celebrated. I definitely felt celebrated. I just wasn't celebrated with gifts. You know, like my family was, we lived on a tight budget.
It wasn't really necessarily by gifts. Like, I decorate the house and you think that's crazy.
Yeah. So that costs money, you know, like decorations and balloons and like the happy birthday signs and things like that. That's all money. But we definitely, like for my birthday, we would go to the lake for my birthday and we'd go out on the boat all day. And then I had a cake and I would get pizza and then I would get presents from friends and my parents would buy me, you know, one or two small gifts. But I definitely felt celebrated. It wasn't that they didn't celebrate. It wasn't that, was it a big deal?
Well, good. I'm glad that you, that's really great, sweetie. But here,
you got it.
I didn't get new cars. I had to pay for them. Didn't get anything crazy for my birthdays. For Christmas, I would get the stereo that I wanted. I remember that specifically. I wanted a stereo.
Yeah, you get the one big gift.
Yeah, the one big gift. Too. So my birthdays weren't loaded down with presents at all. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember one gift for my birthday that I ever got.
Well, maybe it just circles back into your addiction of shopping.
So, sure. My nanny said to me yesterday, Miss Kim, I think you like to shop a lot because we have 9 ketchups, 7 mustards, 12 relish. I think we're good. And it was so funny. I was like, oh, I guess I do. But anyway, it's easy to hit just like my previous order on Instacart and just keep ordering. But anyways, I go all out for birthdays. I do balloons and I like play music and I love it. I love it. Some of my fondest memories are the way I felt. I remember my fondest memories from how it made me feel. Because we have 6 kids, that day is very special. And I do the balloons. And as they're getting older, we didn't do for KJ because he's 9. We didn't do these like balloons, you know, like a Ninja Turtle or these things that kind of stand up and whatever. We didn't do that this year. And his bike still isn't here. Croy orders a bike on Amazon. It tells you it's not going to be here until the end of July or mid-August. And Croy says it's shipping in 2 days. Well, guess what? It still says it shipped, but it still says July 21st to August.
To shipped. It went from shipping to
July 21st to August 11th.
Yeah, I don't know.
Poor KJ. So anyways.
But it's the coolest bike.
Well, I think I'm going to find him.
I want the bike.
Like, that's clear why you made our son wait 2 months past his birthday to get it.
I think I'm going to not tell KJ it shows up and ride it for 2 days. Like it's got mud flaps. It's decked to the nines. He's got a little cool looking carry pouch on like the side where he can stick
for
like,
fucking what he rides around in the driveway.
No, he rides to the clubhouse and they go to the park and things like that. He can stick his water in there. He can
I think Croy's into the bike. KJ's probably not. The one that KJ wanted is sold out.
It is worth the wait.
And KJ wanted more of a BMX bike until Croy kind of explained to him like how the seat sits slower and that kind of thing. But anyways, so Croy's now into kind of celebrating birthdays and stuff. Like, I definitely feel like my Mother's Day this year was really awesome and special, and I felt very special. The girls helped too make it special, but it's all about how, you know, you make people feel. So anyways, speaking of that, I'm gonna get into ways to stay positive, you guys.
Keeping it positive.
Enjoy, people. It's our positive segment.
Turn that frown upside down.
I think there's a lot of people having a hard time from my DMs and emails and stuff that are saying like staying positive right now is tough, and just these last 3 months in general. Mm-hmm. So there's this article that I found, and it says, it's likely our species survived because of our knack for detecting danger, but our worry-filled thoughts can present dangers of their own. Thinking negatively can drag down our moods, our actions, and even our health. Experts say it's worthwhile and possible to learn how to think more positive. I get a lot of this, you guys. Like, my boyfriend broke up with me. I don't think I can go on. I've tried everything, and I still don't have a positive life. Consider what researchers have found about the benefits of staying positive.
Well, we, again, for the entire lifetime of this podcast, have told you that in order to have your best life, you have to think positively, manifest positive thoughts, actions, results, practice gratitude, all those things. So this is more of a scientific approach.
Well, yeah, we're going to get into this.
Are you rushing
me?
No, I'm just in looking at positivity and positive energy.
I'm going to give you ways to stay positive, yeah. And I'm also going to read you some stuff.
But we've talked a little bit about the scientific part of it, where you can actually you can feel positive vibrations, and I mean, if you want to break it down to the scientific portion of life, there's positive neutrons and electrons, and like everything that's energy has positive to it, and they've shown with the rice, where you talk negative to the rice and it turns black and moldy, and you talk positive and it stays white, and you can kill fly, you know, all those things. Anyways, I'm getting the eye roll. Here we go,
no,
folks.
I'm just kidding. Let me finish this and then you can. Okay, so people who were pessimistic had nearly 20% higher risk of dying over a 30-year period than those who were optimistic. People who kept track of their gratitude once a week were more upbeat and had fewer physical complaints than others. Mm-hmm. People who obsessively repeated negative thoughts and behaviors were able to change their unhealthy patterns, and their brain activity actually changed too. Ways to stay positive. Foster optimism. Trying to be optimistic, you guys, does not mean ignoring the uglier side of life. It just means focusing on the positive as much as possible, because it does get easier with practice. If you want to pump up your optimism, you might write about a positive future. The idea is to envision your goals and dreams coming true. Tips include write about your great future life. Writing helps you absorb better ideas, increases your thinking, your thought process. It gives you that feeling of like you want to feel like it's already happened. Say you want to go to the beach, right? For example, they say if you want to go to the beach and you don't see it happening, or you don't see it feasibly possible at this time, take your suitcases out, get everything ready to go on that beach vacation, like create it, act like you're already there, put yourself in the beach, your toes in the sand, that kind of feeling.
Yeah. Well, and that's a great tool to – sometimes it can be hard to manifest with just envisioning things. If you actually sit down and physically write, it's like you're starting to create the life that you want. You're writing out. You're physically seeing that kind of manifest in front of you. Same thing with a vision board, where you take out cut out pictures and place it up there, cut out phrases, words, sentences, you write it, you draw it. It's a physical reminder and almost a physical kind of kickstarter to start that manifestation.
100%. Always search for the silver lining in things. Looking for a positive and negative situation may sound sappy, but it actually shows great strength. To help you guys find the silver lining, ask yourself, like, have I grown from this situation? Are my relationships stronger now? Have I developed any new skills? What am I proud of about the way I handled this situation? Practice gratitude. Noticing and appreciating the positive in our lives offer a great mood boost. To increase your gratefulness, because this is huge, we've talked about gratitude, you can write a gratitude letter. Researcher Martin Seligman, PhD, asks subjects to write a letter thanking someone who had been particularly kind to them and then deliver it to that person. The letter writers enjoyed impressive positive effects even a month later. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down anything large or small that makes you smile, including terrific achievements, touching moments, and great relationships. Remind yourself to savor. Yes, stop and smell the roses and look at them and touch them. Do whatever you can to really soak in the lovelier aspects of life.
Sometimes that can be super, super hard. I think that's where all of us struggle as people. Life is so fast right now. It's boom, boom, boom. Something's changing.
I walk out my front door or my side door every single day and thank God for my amazing flowers. It brings me so much joy. Thank you, Kirk.
You're literally stopping and smelling the flowers.
Nature's management group, my landscaper, who I harass him if my flowers aren't 100% perfect. But anyways, I love my flowers. It makes me so happy, and I am so thankful for them year after year, season after season. Share your good news. Studies of people's reactions to positive development suggest that those who tell a friend about a happy event enjoy it even more. Okay, there's pros and cons to that. Now, here's the thing. I believe, like, I told my glam squad, a couple of my dear friends about Salty K for the last year. They know that I've been working on it. I don't just go around sharing my information with people because sometimes people don't want to see you succeed. So my recommendation is also to be careful who you share that information with. It's like work in silence and then kind of come out with the whole, like, you know, I didn't mention a bathing suit line. I didn't do anything until it was here, done, finished, and ready to go. I didn't want anybody delaying it, blocking, trying to block it, try to stop it, try to do any of these things. So be careful in who you're telling. But like my hairdresser has been with me for, I don't know, 17 years, whatever. I knew that she would be happy for me, for example.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good measure too. You can use that tool and say, you know, oh my gosh, I'm so excited that I landed this phone call for my work or for my business tomorrow morning. You know, like, I'm just so excited. And see how somebody reacts. If you share that news with somebody and they kind of seem like, or they're like, oh, that's great, or judge their reaction.
You can, and what you feel.
Get a genuine, yeah, like, oh my God, that's so cool, let's go have drinks.
Okay,
or,
no, Cray.
No, but like, if you can
just
kind
kidding,
of feel
baby.
How somebody, and that tells you if they want you to kind of be successful or not.
Like, some of the people that are closest to you don't. That's the other thing, right? Mm-hmm. So like some of the people closest to you don't. And so when you share your information, say you're starting a bikini line, right? And you share the information with your best friend who's dreamed of having a bikini line. You share this information and then she just slams the shit out of it, has negative thoughts. She's jealous. She's envious. That can slow the process. So be very selective with sharing your information with people, especially news that is great, because people – misery loves company. So if somebody's going through it, they don't want you to be happy. It's just the way it is.
Right.
If you want to feel positive, avoid negative thinking. I'm sorry. And if you want to feel positive, it pays to decrease the downers in your life. With practice, you can resist worrisome thoughts and perhaps even transform your internal critic into more of a cheering squad. Avoid dwelling on the downers. Focusing on negatives isn't just unpleasant. It can also make you less effective in tackling your tasks. In a study of test takers, those who fixated on worrisome thoughts performed worse than those who were distracted from their worries. I'm a worrier. That's just kind of my personality. I think there's worriers and there's people that don't worry as much. That just is. It's just the way it is. It's like, I don't know if it's 50-50, but I think women tend to worry more. Like, my chiropractor's wife, she can't sleep either. I can't sleep either most of the time. So, Croy goes right to sleep. Dr. Malucci goes right to sleep. It's like, what the fuck? But I think we just worry and we think, where men are more able to compartmentalize things and kind of shut down their brain.
Well, and they say worry is thoughts and somewhat of obsessive thoughts on typically situations or circumstances that aren't really out of your control. So if you can understand and recognize that a majority of the worry is focusing on thoughts or situations or circumstances that you really have no control over, it's much easier to just let it go and say and shift that focus onto things that you can control.
And you delay whatever it is. And, you know, again, I go back to the game of life and how to play it. You delay whatever it is that you're wanting out of worry. You're delaying the process. You have fear. You have doubt. You have worry. Mm-hmm. You need to let go and let God. That's one of my famous sayings. And it's really – not my famous saying, but a famous saying in general.
One of the biggest things that I saw as an athlete, especially at the professional level in a competitive sport, was there was the first part of that season when it was, you know, came time for the draft and new players came in, and we all knew that not all of us were going to be there when the season started and when the games mattered. And so you have guys that they get so wrapped up in just, am I going to make it? Am I going to make the team? Am I going to be good enough? And daily, on a daily reminder, our player development guy, specifically our guy, was Kevin Winston. But he would just say, look, guys, you know, what can you focus on? What can you put your attention on that you have control over. How much film are you watching? How hard are you working out? How are you approaching practice? How are you approaching your meals? Are you eating right? Are you sleeping enough? Are you getting enough recovery? Those are things that you can focus on to give yourself the best chance to make those circumstances that you can't control actually come to fruition. So coaches' decisions and owners' decisions and things like that, you can't determine what they decide, but you can determine what they see on film. You can determine what they see you do in the meeting rooms and all those things. So you have control on your actions, your thoughts, and what you're doing. So put all your attention and put all your energy into those,
right,
and not on things that you can't control.
100%. Ask yourself if the issue is really worth your energy. Will this issue matter in a year, for example? Tell yourself you'll worry about it at a specific time later. Chances are you'll feel better by the appointed time. Instead of just spinning your worry wheels, try a concrete problem-solving exercise. Distract yourself. Go to a movie. Pump up some music. Go for a run. Change unhealthy self-talk. You may have been running negative messages in your head for a very long time, but research shows that you can learn to shift your thoughts and that over time, you can literally change your brain. And we're going to talk about the number one brain food next. Consider trying some techniques from cognitive behavioral therapy, which works great by looking at how changing your thoughts can literally change your life. Here are some tips. Ask yourself if your negative thought is really true. Are you really a terrible mother if you didn't make it to that class play? You're probably involved in so many other ways. Remember any achievements that disprove your insecurities. If you think you'll flop at the office party, remember other social occasions when you were outgoing and very confident. Imagine what you'd tell a friend if he was worrying in ways that you are. You'd likely try to convince him to wait a bit before assuming the worst. Beware of all or nothing thinking. Disappointing your girlfriend once doesn't mean you're doomed to disappoint her all the time. Consider alternative explanations. If your boss hasn't responded to your proposal, it could be because he's busy and not because he just doesn't like you. Really, truly. I think positive thoughts create a positive life. You cannot think negative thoughts and have a positive life, period. Can't.
Well, and sometimes, too, I think a lot of, even if you're actively trying to have an awesome life and you're actively trying to manifest, you know, that amazing life, and sometimes things just, you're hitting a lot of bumps in the road, or it's just not seeming to flow right. Think of the issues that we just talked about and see if you can't pull some out where it's happening and you didn't realize it was happening. Also, too, if you're dealing with people who just don't get it and they're kind of always that negative Nancy and they just...
I know, we all know those people. I just cut them out of my life.
Right. They, too, they're miserable, right? And they don't know why. They can't figure it out. They don't want to invest the time. They maybe don't have the time. They just don't get it. You know, you got to separate yourself from those types of people, and just continue to send them love and just say, hey, look, you know, sorry, but you're not working out for me, and you'll attract a much better group of friends and
you know, the friends you get around that you have that feeling. I want people to really tune into their intuition, and if you release some of the worry, you'll be more intuitive. Your intuition will be at the forefront of everything, and if you listen to your intuition, it'll literally guide you through life. And sometimes we get so clouded with worry and doubt and confusion and fear that,
and even other people's opinions and judgments,
yeah,
and just
100%. I have mastered, I feel like, I mean, maybe not master, but I'm pretty damn near close. I am unaffected by negative comments on Instagram or other people's thoughts. I immediately send that person love. Even, I have to read my book a lot to do that, The Game of Life and How to Play It, because I will just, yeah, I forget sometimes to do that. When somebody says something nasty, it's like, hey, fuck you. But now I just say, you must be going through something. Love you so much. Marshall 67843, you know, whatever. But yeah, like you have to remain unaffected. I know that sometimes when people are around me, I can feel the energy shift in the room. Here's the thing. Say, I just keep using Nikki. You know, I love you, Nikki, but my hairdresser, we're together a lot, right? She'll walk into the room and I know every time if she's in a good mood or a bad mood. I know every time. I know She literally just texts me at the exact same time. That's hysterical.
That's funny.
I know, like, or she'll know if I'm in a good mood or not. Like, it's just because we've been together so long. She doesn't even have to say anything. The funny thing about Nikki is she knows that I like to be positive, and so she's positive as well. And so even though something's going on, she'll try to remember. It's like, what's going on today, Kim? And I'm like, please, what the fuck are you doing? Or, you know, whatever. She just moved into a new house, and it was, like, a little bit delayed, so you could tell she was irritated about that. But you can always kind of feel people's energy. And so here's the other thing. If you're in a situation where your friend is negative all the time, and they come over, you're having a great day, your friend comes over, and friends are supposed to share. So if your friend had a bad day, be there and listen. But if you start feeling, like, negative, irritated, it happens to me a lot. I'm affected by other people's energy. I'm empathic, and that's just what happens. Just say, simply, return to sender. And watch it dissipate. It's easy to take on other people's energies, just so you know. Let's jump over to the 10 proven health benefits of blueberries.
Golden nugget.
I said to Tracy today, Bloom, I don't know what to do for my golden nugget. And she's like, blueberries. So here we are. She was talking about Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, Violet, who was a big blueberry. She's like, she probably had the best brain and never got sick. And Tracy had me dying laughing. So anyways, you guys, I know that blueberry is a superfood, but I was not aware of some of this. So listen to this shit. Blueberries, obviously, are sweet and they're very popular. They are a superfood because they're low in calorie and incredibly good for you. They're super tasty and they're convenient. Let's just jump into the 10 proven health benefits. They are low in calories but high in nutrients. Did you guys know that they are green in color when they first appear? And then they deepen to a purple and blue as they ripen? Mm-hmm. We had a blueberry tree here.
Yeah, maybe you're going to talk about it, but did you know you have to have a female and a male blueberry tree?
No, I didn't see that.
In order for it to actually produce blueberries?
Well, I mean, that's how it works, but...
But not necessarily in plants.
Well, that's kind of funny. I didn't know that. But yeah. I think I do remember that now when we were doing the trees. They're about 85% water. An entire cup of blueberries is only 84 calories with 15 grams of carbohydrates. They are very high in fiber, vitamin C, and vitamin K. They are the king of the antioxidant foods. Antioxidants, if you don't know, protect your body from free radicals, which are an unstable molecules that can damage your cells and contribute to aging, diseases, and cancer. Blueberries are believed to have one of the highest antioxidant levels of all common fruits and vegetables. Fuck celery juice.
Boom.
We're about to drink blueberry juice.
Blueberries
have been shown to directly increase antioxidant levels in your bodies. They have the highest antioxidant capacity, like I just said, of all fruits and vegetables, which to me is a no-brainer. Why are we drinking celery juice? Why were we drinking celery juice?
They provide different things.
Mm-hmm. Blueberries reduce DNA damage, which may help protect against aging and cancer. Mm. DNA damage is an unavoidable part of everyday life. It's said to occur tens of thousands of times per day in every single cell in your body. DNA damage is part of the reason we grow older. It's also part of an important role in the development of diseases like cancer. Because blueberries are so high in antioxidants, they can neutralize the free radicals that damage your DNA. In one study, 168 people, check this out, you guys, drank 34 ounces, approximately 1 liter, of mixed blueberries and apple juice. After 4 weeks, every day,
wow.
DNA damage due to their free radicals was reduced by 20%.
That's pretty big, but that's a big commitment. That's a lot of juice.
Shit. We can do it.
Okay.
These findings agree with smaller studies that use either fresh or powdered blueberries.
Powdered? I didn't know
interesting.
That
I don't like donuts with fake blueberries in them or you know, muffins with the little dots.
Yeah, that's
like,
just balls of sugar. It's just not good. Like blueberries.
Blueberries protect cholesterol in your blood from becoming damaged. It's problematic when your bad LDL cholesterol is oxidized. In fact, oxidation of the bad LDL cholesterol is a crucial step in the heart disease process. The antioxidants in blueberries are strongly linked to reducing the levels of oxidized LDL. So if you guys have high blood pressure, this is awesome for you. Blueberries are awesome for you. This makes blueberries very good for your heart as well.
Blueberries on your oatmeal.
A daily 2-ounce serving of blueberries lowered LDL oxidation by 27% over 8 weeks in obese people who were obese. Mm. Another study determined that eating 2.5 ounces of blueberries with a main meal significantly reduced the oxidation of the bad LDL cholesterol. Thank me later, you guys. It also lowers, blueberries also lower your blood pressure. They appear to have significant benefits for people who have high blood pressure, which is a major, major risk for heart disease. In an 8-week study, obese people who had a high risk of heart disease noticed a 4-6% reduction in blood pressure after just consuming 2 ounces of blueberries per day. Other studies have observed similar effects, especially for postmenopausal women. Regular blueberry intake is tied to lower blood pressure in numerous, numerous studies. Mm-hmm. Blueberries prevent heart disease. When eating blueberries, it may lower the blood pressure and oxidize the LDL cholesterol. It's important to keep in mind that these are risk factors and not actual diseases. It'd be much more informative to know whether blueberries help prevent hard endpoints like heart attacks, obviously, which is a leading cause of death. Excuse me, that's thunder outside. In a study, 93,000 nurses found that those with the highest intake of anthocyanins, hopefully I said that right, the main antioxidant in blueberries, were at a 32% lower risk of heart attacks compared to those with the lowest intake. Hmm. I mean, it's an observational study, they say as well. Eating fruits that are rich in this anthocyanins, Tracy and I were going back and forth on how to pronounce it, but such as blueberries, is associated, like I said, with a significant reduce in heart issues, heart attacks. They help improve your brain function. It's the only fruit that regenerates brain cells. So for all the weed smokers out there, right? That's what Tracy said to me.
Does weed kill brain cells?
Yeah.
Wheat does?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Or is that just like what people say?
I don't know.
I shouldn't probably open my mouth and
that's not based on any science.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not. But anyways, oxidative stress can accelerate your brain's aging process, negatively affecting your brain function. According to the animal studies, the antioxidants in blueberries affect the area of your brain that's essential for intelligence. They appear to benefit aging neurons, leading to improvements in cell signaling. Human studies have also yielded promising results. In one of these studies, 9 older adults with mild cognitive impairment consumed blueberry juice every day. After 12 weeks, they experienced improvement in several markers of their brain function. The antioxidants in blueberries seem to benefit your brain by aiding in the brain function and delaying mental decline. The anthocyanins in blueberries may have anti-diabetes effects. The blueberries provide moderate amounts of sugar compared to other fruits. One cup holds 15 grams of sugar, which is equivalent to a small apple or a large orange. I mean, I think these are just... It's incredible. Why are mm-hmm. we not drinking blueberry juice? They have very, very beneficial effects on insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism. These anti-diabetes effects occur with both blueberry juice and the extract. In a study, in 32 obese people with insulin resistance, 2 blueberry smoothies daily caused major, major improvements to their insulin sensitivity. Improved insulin sensitivity should lower the risk of metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes, which are currently 2 of the world's biggest health problems. Mm. It helps you fight urinary tract infections if you're prone to them. It's widely known that cranberry juice can help prevent these type of infections as well because blueberries are closely related to cranberries. They boast many of the same exact active substances as cranberry juice. These substances are called anti-adhesives and prevent bacteria like E. coli from binding to the walls of your bladder. Blueberries have rarely been studied, though, for their impacts on UTIs, but they likely have the same effect as cranberries. Mm-hmm. Blueberries reduce muscle damage after strenuous exercise. I told Tracy, please make me a blueberry smoothie today. My muscles are sore. But strenuous exercise, running, can lead to muscle soreness and fatigue. This is driven partially by local inflammation and oxidative stress in your muscle tissue. Blueberry supplements may lessen the damage that occurs at molecular level, minimizing soreness and reduce muscle performance. In a small study in 10 female athletes, blueberries accelerated muscle recovery after strenuous exercise. The bottom line is this: blueberries are incredibly healthy and nutritious. They boost your heart health, brain function, and numerous other aspects of your body. It is an absolute no-brainer. Blueberries literally regenerate brain cells.
Too bad you can't add it to your coffee or something, but hey, if you have oatmeal for breakfast, put it on top of that. If you do smoothies, make sure you add the blueberries there. If not, just eat them as your morning snack. Get a whole little Tupperware full of them and just pop
they're
them
a great
your desk.
Snack. I prefer, you know, you guys buy organic, like, you know, all that good stuff at Whole Foods or Sprouts or what have you, but yeah, I definitely think. And drinking, I would say drinking, I don't know how many calories would be. I'd have to figure it out, but I don't foresee it to be too much. And if it's helping with your insulin levels and all this sugar stuff, it probably will help you refrain from eating cookies like I do. So maybe I myself should really start taking this up. But I really wanted to share that with you. I thought that was really cool. Tracy was telling me all sorts of things. And so we found this article to share with you guys because it's really cool and something that we can focus on and that naturally actually helps your brain. One of the only things that actually is proven to do that. So anyways, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Kim, and we will be back next week.
We love you guys. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Hey, I'm Autumn Calabrese, and I have a question for you. How do you do life? I might be a superstar trainer, but I'm also a boy mom, sister, daughter, friend, and entrepreneur. You might think my life is all working out and cooking healthy, delicious recipes, but trust me, there is so much more to it, and this is it. This is all of those real moments you talk about with your family and friends. Ever wonder what else life has to offer? Bring your curious appetite and let's do life together. Subscribe now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and PodcastOne.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.